So if we like something and if you have to say no to it, we can't say no to it actually without choosing something else. That's perfectly true. And the whole process of bhakti means we shift the focus from saying no to something to saying yes to something better. So we will all ultimately do what we feel inspired to do, what we as we like to do. At the same time, we don't have to be governed simply by our incidental, circumstantial feelings of what is likable. Today I feel something is, I want it, tomorrow I feel, this is so boring. Our feelings are not very, if we make feelings the compass of our life, then we will just keep getting disoriented. Because today that compass will point this way, tomorrow it will point this way, tomorrow it will point opposite direction entirely. So feelings are important, but feelings have to be integrated in a life of intelligence. So with our intelligence, we understand this is important for me. Today, because of my circumstantial feelings, I may not like it. But tomorrow, but this is worthy of my pursuit. And through the philosophical understanding of the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that Krishna, God, is the most worthy object of our pursuit. And by learning to focus on Krishna, we can find the highest fulfillment. Now, while we are serving Krishna, that doesn't mean we have to give up worldly things entirely. We all, as we said, we have certain talents, certain interests, certain hobbies or whatever. We can find out how they can be connected with Krishna, how they can be engaged in Krishna's service. So the material is not to be rejected for the spiritual. Rather, the material is to be integrated in the pursuit of the spiritual. How that integration is to be done? Somebody can sing nicely, they can sing for Krishna. Somebody can paint nicely, they can paint for Krishna. So these are areas in which the abilities are clear and the utility of those abilities is also clear. In some other cases, the specific abilities may not be that clear. The way to utilize may not be that clear. So we have to think, we have to consult, we have to pray, and then it will be revealed. But the point is, we have to put Krishna first in our life, and everything else will get integrated appropriately. Does that answer your question? So we don't focus on saying no to things, not things, although I like it, how can I say no to it? That's not our focus. Our focus is on that which is the most worthy aspiration of my life. And I see everything else, all my likes and dislikes, in the light of that supreme aspiration of my life.
To make a choice in consciousness.
Yes. Thank you. Hare Krishna.